Animal shelters in the San Joaquin Valley are inundated every year with thousands of rescued dogs, cats, and even pigs. But what happens to the animals that no one seems to want? While some shelters may euthanize, others go to great lengths to keep them alive. FM89's Carrie Klein has a story of a creative solution to a supply and demand problem.
It's almost 11 p.m. in an industrial zone of South Fresno. A small back lot near Highway 99 is dark, except for the headlights of a van with tinted windows. Hooded figures are loading up the van with plastic crates. One opens the door to survey the cargo.
Hello, everybody!
Brenda Mitchell is the co-founder of Animal Compassion Team in Fresno. She's here with a troop of animal shelter workers.
Is that all of them?
That's all of them.
And their cargo? Chihuahuas.
So we have Lisa Flower, Penny Roger, Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker.
Their rescues, strays, and fosters being sent off to a new life.
Butler, RJ, Puccini, Shiloh, Ava, Nutmeg.
Mitchell says out of the thousands of animals rescued here each year, Chihuahuas wind up staying in shelters longer than practically any other breed.
They're not getting adopted here. It's one of the hardest breeds that we have to find homes for here in the Valley, pit bulls and Chihuahuas.
So this late night maneuvering is their solution. It's part of an ongoing program that transports unwanted Chihuahuas out of the Valley and into areas where tiny dogs are in short supply. In 4 years, the program has relocated over 1,400 Fresno Chihuahuas. It's a sum that wasn't easy to reach because their new homes are in Minnesota.
It's quite a production to load up 40 Chihuahuas and fly them across the country. But it's always wonderful to load them up and to see them go and then to see the happy faces on the other end from the wonderful people there.
A shipment of around 40 Chihuahuas goes out every 6 weeks or so. Before the dogs fly, veterinarians like Cindy Karsten from UC Davis travel to Fresno to evaluate their temperaments and medical conditions.
These guys, the biggest things are their teeth, heart murmurs, knees, eyes. We've had a lot of eye issues this trip.
Karsten thought of the idea for this program when she was working in the area.
The whole reason it started is I was at Clovis, and they said they had some Chihuahuas that had been there over a year, and I was like, this is insane.
She's from the Midwest, and she knows how much people there want tiny dogs. So she founded this program with a nonprofit group, Compassion Without Borders. They coordinate the flights and raise the money to make this all happen. It's cheaper than you might think. Costs really only include gas to and from the airport and around $60 for each dog to fly in cargo. All the labor is done by volunteers.
So do you like look forward to these trips?
Oh, love it. Yes.
Once the dogs reach the Midwest, Sally Thornton says Minnesotans are just clamoring for them. Thornton is with the Animal Humane Society, which distributes the arrivals to 5 shelters in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. She says for most of their animals, it takes around 10 to 12 days to be adopted.
But once, specifically when the California Chihuahuas get to the adoption floor, I would say most of the time they're adopted within a few hours to about 3 days is typical.
And they go to homes like these.
This is Senor Pico. This is Lavella, and then this is Sally T. She was the 1,000th Chihuahua that was adopted.
Annalise and Nick Ludwig have 2 kids and 3 California Chihuahuas. They fell so in love with their first, Senor Pico, that Annalise and her husband would stalk the shelter's website waiting for new arrivals.
He was even given the job of standing outside the Humane Society on a blistering cold day to make sure that we were the first people to get an opportunity to adopt Sally T because I had already fallen in love with her.
Brenda Mitchell and the other Fresno volunteers say knowing the dogs are going to good homes is what helps them say goodbye. Besides, at that point, it's already time to rescue the next wave of Chihuahuas. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.